Well, this is a blast from the past. Hello, peeps. I thought I would do a boo, not for any particular reason, other than the fact that I haven't done a boo in absolutely ages. I can't honestly remember the last boo I did. I've done a couple of private DMs, but the last public boo, I really can't remember. So I've just been having a bit of a catch-up, and I thought I'd just pop on and say hello, just because I can, really. I'm sitting here having just drunk a cup of coffee, and I'm on my own because Justine is at work. I've started work, for those of you who don't know. We both started work, actually, at Herefordshire Vision Links for 16 hours a week. I do a Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, and Justine does a Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday. So on a Wednesday, I'm home and she isn't, and on a Thursday, vice versa. So I'm here on my own, well, with Kate, obviously. Just had a cuppa, and I'm off in a moment to see my good friend Scrim11 for my guitar lesson, which will be marvellous, because we haven't got together and had one for a while. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm now the proud owner of a banjo as well. Jack kept saying, I must show you the banjo at some point because I think you'd be good at it. Oh, okay. So I went around there a few weeks ago and I said, oh, Jack, I said, I'll have to have a look at this banjo at some point. And he said, oh, I'll go and get it. And I don't know whether I don't know whether anyone else has found this, but it was one of those instruments that I picked up and started playing and thought, yeah, this is fab. I really like this. And I got the hang of it straight away. And sort of played it for the rest of the night, really. I can't remember what time I got hold of it, but I had it for the remainder of the evening. Jack was having one of his little suppers and little sort of jamming sessions. And I just sort of played along for the rest of the night. It was great. And I said, oh, that's it. I said, I'm going to have to get one. And Jack sort of mentioned that he was thinking of upgrading his. So I bought it. I bought it from him. So, and I did my first gig last week. It was fab. It was a friend of ours has just launched a community gym, and she wanted us to play a gig. And originally I was just going to do a bit of singing and join in. But of course, when I bought the banjo, Jack said, well, why don't you play on the night? I think that'd be fab. So I did. It was brilliant, it was. So yes, I'm now the owner of a banjo as well as a guitar. But it's a guitar lesson we're having today. So I'm going to go off and do that in a bit. And see Jack and, of course, young Desmond. Other news? Have I got any other news? I'm not sure that I had my first annual aftercare with Kate the other week. That was absolutely fine. It was a month later than it should have been, but it doesn't matter. Of course, we were qualified a year on the 21st of August, which has absolutely flown by. So that was okay. Have I got anything else to report? I'm not sure that I have. All my clocks are going well, as you can hear. one thing that I have got to report is while Justine and I are still members of the Got to Sing choir, we've decided not to do... We're doing a big concert in Symphony Hall, Birmingham Symphony Hall, in October, and we've decided not to do it. For a couple of reasons. One of the main reasons, though, for us is it's it's very musical theatre, and it's just not us. Me, particularly, it's just musical theatre just isn't me. All this prancing about, and I just can't do it. I don't feel comfortable with it at all. you know, I joined a choir to just sing. I like songs where I can just stand up and bloody sing. I don't mind, you know, we've done some songs, we've done a bit of sort of swaying from side to side and a bit of finger clicking, a bit of hand clapping. Yeah, I can cope with that. That's fine. But when they start telling you, you've got to do this movement in this part, you've got to do a pirouette in this bit, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Nah, I lose interest. And I thought, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry, I just can't do this. So Justine and I had a long chat about it and discovered that we both felt the same. So we spoke to our choir leader and said, look, really sorry. You know, I know we've paid 20 quid, but we just can't do it. It's just not us. And she said, I completely understand. And she's actually said that it's not just us. There's a few choir members that have said, not really comfortable with this. You know, it takes the fun out of it. When they start trying to dictate these movements and all this, oh, I don't know, it wasn't fun. It was becoming a chore rather than a pleasure. So we're not going to choir now until after the concert, because we thought, well, there's no point going every week just to keep going over this symphony hall stuff. You know, some of the songs were okay. Some of them I didn't like. You know, there was a few from Oliver. There was a couple from Les Mis. There was, you know, and some of them were okay. Some of them I just thought, bleh. So we're going to start going again after the concert. Now, in November, we are singing at the switching on of the Hereford lights and the Ludlow lights as well. Now, really looking forward to that. And apparently we've got two Christmas concerts in December. That's going to be fab because that's more my thing. But all this musical theatre stuff, nah. It didn't sit right with me. So we've pulled out of that, unfortunately, which is a bit of a shame. And in one way, I'm sort of thinking, oh, I'm going to regret it. But it just wasn't for us. So there we are. That's that. Apart from that, I don't think there's anything major to report. Things are ticking along nicely here. the clocks included. Sorry, they're all getting ready to strike 5:30. So I'll stop this boo before they all go mad, and I can't hear myself think. But yeah, I just thought I'd pop in and say hello, really. I've got a couple of new followers, so hello to you. I'm not sort of catching up with Audio Boo as much as I used to be honest. I will still keep my account, but I don't think I'm going to renew my Plus account because I don't use it enough. I don't use it enough to warrant paying 60 quid. I know it's only 60 quid a year, but I can think of better things to spend 60 quid on, to be honest. But I will still keep my account. It'll just be the shorter version. Anyway, folks, I hope you're all doing okay. I will bid you farewell. And I will speak to you all soon.